It's National Intuition Month, and I've got a hunch about what Shelley Fraser Mickle is remembering today.
This is a story about a teenage rumble, sort of. And if that scares you, you better back off now, because I don't have any way to water down what I witnessed in 1958. That's when my high school held a dance contest to see who would go on TV as our representative for American Bandstand. Now, if you're too young to know about American Bandstand, well, I just feel sorry for you. And if you're too old to want to admit you know, then don't pretend you can't recognize a twist from a jitterbug or a shag from a bop. But what this story is really about is intuition. You know, that 50-cent word that stands for the feeling of following your gut or getting a hunch. It comes from the idea that we have instincts, just like a cat or a tiger or a horse. We know when to follow our noses and when to turn tail and run, not by anything you can put your finger on, but by information that travels to our brains through our senses. And that's exactly what my friend Janice Mason did in the 10th grade. You see, Janice was the coolest girl in our whole school. She wore more petticoats than a petunia. She owned more Elvis records than the local DJ. And when she danced, you had to flatten yourself against the wall or she'd knock you down with her flying petticoats that could clear a dance floor quicker than a spilled Coke. Yes, Janice Mason was something of an extrovert. And Donnie Matthews, well, he was the most backward, shy, skinny loser of a guy ever seen in our parts. When all the boys approached Janice with the proposition of entering the dance contest with her, she turned them down. And on the day before the big sock hop in the gym, she put a note on Donnie's locker. "Dance with me, will ya, huh, will ya?" she wrote. Donnie was too flabbergasted to reply. But on the next day, Janice pulled him out on the gym floor, straightened his plaid shirt, and told him to strip off his shoes down to his socks. And we beheld a different Donnie. He twirled Janice out and he twirled her in. He bopped like his legs and hips were sewn onto his body with elastic thread. Simply, he and Janice blew everybody off the dance floor. Later, when I asked Janice, "Hey, how'd you know Donnie could dance like that?" she whispered, "Intuition. Besides, have you ever seen Donnie take two pencils and drum on his desktop? Man, I tell you, that boy's got rhythm no one can buy."
Shelley Fraser Mickle's latest book is a novel titled The Turning Room.